Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overtime. Chris Myhill is at the controls. Cole Duggar behind the glass. John Hancock coming off a 3.5 hour show. Nice job, my friend.
Shoot me now.
I'm Tom Ackerman, and joining us, as always, is, I think she's run about 100 miles in the last few days. Amy Mark Scores, you didn't run in this weather, did you?
Oh, not yet, but I will run later today. You know, if you've got a good rain waterproof jacket, you're good to go.
I've covered sports for, including college now, 27 years straight. It blows my mind. I don't understand how you do it. I don't get it. I understand your passion for it. I don't know physically how you're able to run 26 miles and then look into the phone and say, "Hey, everybody, I just ran 26 miles." A little training for what's training.
You know, I like to say I'm an unskilled athlete. You know, with baseball, hockey, you need skill. But the two things I have going for me is I will give everything I've got. I'll give 100%. And I can stay healthy. I'll keep going. And really, those are the only two prerequisites for running, is just show up and try your best.
Any skills. That reminds me so much of myself. You know, when you think about hitting the trail out there and putting the old running shoes on and going about 15 or 20. You know, it kind of makes you feel alive, doesn't it, Amers?
It does. You know what else makes me feel alive? Listening to Total Information AM with John Hancock, because you know about 85% of the time he's going to say what he should say, but there's that 15% where it's a total grab bag.
They got so much stuff. There's so much crap going on. They got every minute you got to say this, and then you got to say that, and it's it makes you a nervous wreck. I can't tell you how much water I've got under my armpits right now.
It's amazing.
It's not a pretty picture.
He's handling it extremely well. We're going to crank up the pressure on him tomorrow, though.
Smelling like my uncle Leroy.
Anyway, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed yesterday by the Senate in a 52-48 virtual party line vote. She's expected to begin work as a justice after taking the second of two oaths required of judges by federal law today. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth took to Twitter, said Justice Barrett's confirmation was, quote, infuriating, awful, and illegitimate. Missouri's senior senator Roy Blunt said on Twitter, Judge Barrett clearly understands that the role of a judge is to interpret and apply the law and the Constitution as written, not as she wishes they were written. Amy, let's start with you. Your thoughts on the nomination.
Well, do you know what you call Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett? You call it the Harry Reid hat trick. I mean, when you go back to 2013, right? And Harry Reid leads the Senate Democrats to eliminate the 60-vote rule on executive branch nominations and federal judicial appointments. And then now that just keeps expanding. And here's what you have. You can ram through three Supreme Court justices. And I'm not sure why either side, when they complain about this power grab, that power once acquired it's never relinquished, right? The way we look at the Supreme Court now, the way we look at, gosh, you could say, you know, pen and phone administrations, it's like the Kool-Aid man, right? He bursts through the walls of cumbersome and tedious constitutional processes. But once you burst through those walls, anyone can walk through them. So it's not illegitimate, as Tammy Duckworth said, but it's constitutional. They have the right to do it, and they did it. I do like former Supreme Court Justice Scalia's phrase, stupid but constitutional. You cannot like it, but it's constitutional.
You know that Kool-Aid man, there's a guy that needs some longer arms. But that's another story. You know, sometimes, Amy, you gotta put the running shoe on the other foot. And I can appreciate how the Democrats are infuriated with this situation after 4 years ago and their nominee, Merrick Garland, being not even taken up by the Senate. So it's a frustrating time, and I don't think we've seen the last of it either. If the Democrats end up winning the White House and taking the United States Senate, and there is a possibility that that will happen, I think you were just on the front end of the politicization of the courts here.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk about would she recuse herself from some cases, and we'll throw those topics at you. Two big topics affecting the man who appointed her, actually, President Donald Trump. It's John Hancock and Amy Mark Scores. I'm Tom Ackerman. Overtime on KMOX at 8:38. It's 8:42 on Overtime with Amy Mark Scores and John Hancock. I'm Tom Ackerman. Great to have everybody with us. Amy Coney Barrett's first votes on the Supreme Court could include, John, two big topics affecting President Donald Trump, the man who appointed her. The court is weighing a plea from the president to prevent the Manhattan district attorney from acquiring his tax returns. It's also considering appeals from the Trump campaign and Republicans to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots in the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Now, it's not certain if she'll take part in any of those issues, but she does make that decision should she recuse herself from these cases.
You know, the tax case is interesting, and I don't think that's a clear-cut decision either. I would be somewhat surprised if all of the folks that we consider the conservative justices vote to shield the president's taxes from the Manhattan district attorney, but we shall see. That's a case that is a different level than the election cases that could come. Now, there's a big ruling yesterday out of Wisconsin. And basically, the court, by a 5-3 vote, said that if the state law says the ballots have to be in by Election Day, then they have to be in by Election Day. So the Pennsylvania and North Carolina cases that are pending, I think the court's already set that precedent. They're going to abide by whatever the state law is. And I don't think she will need to recuse herself from that.
And John Hancock, what do you think about Amy Coney Barrett, you know, having to discuss whether or not she's going to recuse herself? How far back do you go to those appointments where does Kavanaugh have to recuse himself if you're looking at the Trump tax case, or do you go all the way back to Gorsuch? Is it just a certain amount of time?
No, I mean, you know, I think you could. I mean, it all depends on what side of the fence you're on. And I can understand Democrats being concerned that, you know, 1/3 of the Supreme Court has been nominated by this president. And these are cases that are personal. The tax case is a personal case related to him. I think you can make an argument for recusal in a situation like that. The election case is in my opinion, is different. There's a body of law behind it. There's already a Supreme Court precedent behind it. So I don't have as much of a problem. I don't have a problem either way, personally. But I think there's less of a problem for people with these election cases because the precedent has been set.
1 week until Election Day, and as of yesterday, the numbers.
I know.
Exactly. 62 million voters cast ballots early. 62 million, surpassing the total number in 2016 by more than 12 million. That's according to NBC News Decision Desk Target Smart. The number of early voters could hit, Amy, 90 to 100 million before the election day next week, about twice the 50 million who voted early in 2016. If there is no pandemic next presidential election, do you still think that early voting trend will stick?
I don't think so. I think this year is an anomaly and the early voting trend won't stick. Will it be higher than in previous years? Probably. So I guess if you want to say it's a baby trend, we might see a baby trend. I don't think we're going to see it in these numbers. You know what's extraordinary? In 2004, 59 people, that's it, poor John Kerry, 59 million people voted for John Kerry. And 62 million people voted for George W. Bush. So already more people have voted than voted for John Kerry in 2004, and about the same amount have voted that elected George W. Bush.
Yeah, I think it's all going to come down to whether voters trust the mail. system to register their vote. I think certainly the convenience of it is a lot, and a lot of people are discovering the convenience of it this year because of the pandemic. So I won't be shocked if we don't see an escalation of voting by mail in many states in the country. And now in Missouri, you know, we passed a vote by mail statute this year. It expires as soon as this election's over. So Missouri voters, at least unless the law has changed, aren't going to have the option to vote. They can still vote absentee, but they can't vote with no excuse by mail going forward as they can this year.
Mark and Patricia McCloskey back in the news and might be looking at new legal trouble. We'll look at that topic next, among others, on Overtime. It's 8:47. It's 8:51 on Overtime with Amy Mark Scores and John Hancock. I'm Tom Ackerman. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, they might be looking at new legal trouble here. This is this time for using a UPI photo as part of a personal greeting card. UPI is considering whether to send a cease and desist order to the couple. This photo taken by St. Louis and Bill Greenblatt. Is it time to end this McCloskey gun-toting Christmas card, Amy Mark Scores?
They are the gift that just keeps on giving, aren't they? I love this. She said satirically. Okay, so can you press charges against someone or send a cease and desist if they're just handing out the photo for free, if they're not making money on it? I mean, I guess you can if you're copying it. I don't know the legal side of this.
Boy, it looks like we need Brad Young on the phone on that one.
No doubt. You know, I think Bonnie and Clyde are, I think they're entitled to send out holiday greetings to their friends and neighbors. Got a little picture there. There's Bonnie out there on the front lawn. Got a little pistol. And there's Clyde with his AK-47.
It's like, man, the new American Gothic.
It was quite something. It's a moment in time we'll never forget. It's like the guy with the red sweater at the debate.
Whatever Ken Bone.
Yeah, there you go.
So you forgot it, John.
Well, excellent point, Amy, but I'm also old and tired. And cranky.
A little McCloskey fatigue has set in.
I think I know what George Ann and John Hancock are going to be for Halloween.
Oh, I've got my costume all picked out. I'm going to be Stuart Bingham, the great snooker player with a full body tattoo on his back. Now I'm not doing that, but I picked him because he's bald. And I've got my snooker outfit, the black shirt, the waistcoat.
You definitely have me interested in this. You're going to be our snooker expert on Sports Open Line.
I'm only interested if you commit, John Hancock.
Black shoes.
Get the tattoo.
I'm not doing the tattoo, but I'll have my cue, and I'll have my waistcoat on. I might even have a sponsor on the left-hand shoulder of the waistcoat.
So, wow.
I know. I'm excited.
We need pictures.
All right. You'll have them.
Get them from UPI.
Apparently not. Maybe I'll put the McCloskeys on my shoulder. Maybe I'll have the McCloskeys tattooed onto my back. And then that'll scare away the criminals. I guarantee you, if I back out of the house, there won't be a criminal within 100 yards of that place.
This year is completely out of hand. A new study from the University of Maryland School of Medicine, John, found that patients who took daily aspirin were 43% less likely to be admitted to the ICU and 44% less likely to need ventilators.
Wow.
Daily aspirin.
Yes.
Does this news make you rethink taking aspirin
on a daily basis? This may be the one and only healthy thing I do in my entire life. And by God, it's going to keep me out of the ICU. So I am happy I'm taking that baby aspirin every night before I go to bed, along with all the other drugs they give me. And then I wake up and don't have to fear the ICU. Happy I am.
Oh, it's good. It's good to hear. Because I was a little confused when I read this study, because I'm pretty sure at the beginning of all of this, weren't they telling people not to take aspirin and not to take the anti-inflammatories or fever reducers? I don't know, but I feel like this is a big deal. 43% is not an insignificant number.
Yeah, I don't think Usain Bolt over here needs to worry about going to the ICU anytime soon.
Oh my gosh, now I'm going to knock on wood. Now you put it out there.
Let me throw another stat at you. A staggering 97% of the jokes told by Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon in September about the presidential candidates targeted Donald Trump. 97%. I don't know who keeps these stats, but here we go. 455 jokes about Trump and 14 about Joe Biden, according to the Center, the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Is this a sign of comedic bias, Amy Mark Scores?
I had no idea that these comedians leaned one way or the other. This is shocking to me. Never in a million years would I have guessed that there was any kind of anti-Trump bias on late night television. This is amazing. This is like one of those studies, like people who eat fast food every day are more likely to be overweight than those who don't eat fast food every single day. I think it kind of goes in. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. But poor Jimmy Fallon.
Explain something.
Yeah.
What joke writers going to do when?
Well,
imagine
you're a farmer, okay, and you got 40 acres out back. You've never planted anything on. All right, that's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's precisely what Joe Biden is for the comedians. He's an unplanted 40-acre plot of vacant land. They haven't even touched it. And the guy, let me tell you, when it comes to jokes, he's going to be extremely fruitful. That's my prediction.
As long as those farmers haven't forgotten how to farm, because they've been picking the low-hanging fruit for a long time.
What is on tap for the show today, Amy Mark Scores?
Hey, later on, we are going to talk with Sarah Isger, CNN political analyst and of The Dispatch, about the polls and the election. And also, Kazakhstan is using Borat's very nice as a tourism slogan. What should St. Louis's tourism slogan be?
Happy anniversary, David Freese and Game 6. Today was the day 9 years ago. You can go to KMOX.com and read and see the highlights and hear them for yourselves. Overtime concludes now. Amy is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.